knocking on the door for the first time tonight.
Yeah, both would be significant losses for Sandusky to lose a starting offensive lineman and your number one running back in the same play would just be devastating.
And it is Tristan Huff. He's hobbling on that right ankle. He's on his own power walking off the field. And Joe Wentzel still down at the 5-yard line.
Tristan Huff definitely favoring that right leg. He's definitely not putting a lot of weight on it. He is limping off on his own power, but never something you want to see for these young kids. Hopefully it's something that won't cost him a lot of this season.
Beautiful night here in Sandusky, Michigan. Dave, is there anything better than an open-air booth?
Nothing makes us happier. I know that.
Amen to that. So a little bit of stoppage here so far. No, so to explain our drive down here, the whole day started. I forgot all of the pregame show, every document we used for tonight, which is a total of about 95 pages between the four of us. I forgot those at work. So that was step number one. Step two, I was late leaving work because a few projects popped up the last minute. So I got home in a rush. That's when I realized I didn't have any of my paperwork, so I had to print things. So then we're printing, and about three-quarters of the way through printing all of my documents, I'm out of black toner. Can't find a new toner card, so then I have to go to the secondary printer, jump on a different computer, download the files offline. As I'm doing this, all of a sudden the reverse printer starts firing up again. And that is now Joe Wentzel getting up, and he's being helped off the field. Any pressure on that ankle. It looks like to be his left ankle is giving him trouble there. So then we're able to get on the road about only 10 minutes late, pick up Caleb from Harbor Beach. We had to pick up Dave. No problems there. We head south on M-19, and then all of a sudden M-19 is closed to Bay City Forestville. So we have to either go further west out of our way, or we backtrack east as we're trying to work our way down to Sandusky. And then we have to go all the way into Minden City, take Minden Road south into Palms, then over to Ruth Road, then back down. And then we jump back over to Deckerville Road, coming on Sandusky Road. And as we're coming into Sandusky, we hit a stick and it's dragging underneath the car and to the point where we have to pull over and yank this branch stick out of underneath my own vehicle. And it's a handoff as we get back to the action here on second and goal into the hands of 29, Trey Braun. And Trey Brown in for the score for the first time tonight. Makes Sandusky up by 6 points, 4:38 left in the first quarter, as it was a dive right up the middle.
That was a great run play there, and a great block there by the offensive line. Lead backer Brian Ross makes a big block as Sandusky gets into the backfield of the Patriots, basically untouched. For a touchdown, is Sandusky now going to try and go for two.
It's a handoff coming around the left end, and he gets through the first tackle, and there is Cooper Goffold bringing him down right at the line, and it appears to be 2-point conversion is good. And Brian Ross brought that one in himself. And it's now 8-0 Sandusky, and with 4 minutes and 38 seconds left in the first quarter, you're listening to the WLW Sports Network.
Hey, Mr. Tompkins. It's me, Henry. Weird to see you outside of school like this.
Yeah, Henry. Even we teachers get out and about sometimes. How about you? Doing some school shopping?
Oh, I already did that, Mr. T. I went to Thumb Cellular yesterday.
I was talking more about pencils and notebooks. What's Thumb Cellular have to do with school?
Their Get Back to School sale, of course. Check out my new iPhone SE. I got it for free with a 2-year contract. They are even offering 25 bonus gigs, a free iTunes or Google Play card, and tons of discounts.
Discounts? On what?
Oh, all sorts of stuff. Samsung Galaxy S8s and 8 Pluses, iPhone 7s and 7 Pluses. In fact, all of the phones they have in the place are on sale. Just till the end of September, though.
Is that so? Well, in that case, maybe there's a little back-to-school shopping I need to do for myself. Hey, thanks, Henry.
Stop into any location of Thumb Cellular and Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky and get the only thing you really need for back to school.
Sandusky strikes first as their drive covered 16 plays, 64 yards, and 7 minutes and 22 seconds, resulting in a touchdown from Ryan Ross. As Trey Brown kicks it off, he bounces at the 27-yard line, scooped up inside of the 24 by Josh Lang. He's on his feet and spinning his way all the way out to the 40-yard line as he's brought down by Jacob Horst, the lineman for Sandusky, playing special teams. And they're going to mark him down to the 41-yard line. A nice return for Josh Lang and the Patriots as they will start out with a 59-yard field to work with, left or right across your radio, trailing 8-0 to Sandusky.
Absolutely a good return as Sandusky was able to lift that ball just in front of him, make it bounce. He fields it well, and a nice spin move there, a few extra yards to give this Patriot offense their first series of the game. Obviously, they're going to go to their wing tee offense. Decent field position to start the day.
15-yard return for Josh Lang. Under center, that'd be number 22, Micah Kramer, full house tee for the Patriots. Right to left, left to right across the radio as they hand off right up the gut. A traditional USA play there to start out the game. And it appears it was a handoff to Alan Raban and brought down by Jim Brown, the defensive tackle senior for Sandusky. It's a 4-yard gain for Raban. Second down, 6 to go from the USA 45-yard line.
Raban, also a senior running back for the Patriots. You will see a lot of Hunter Bowen tonight. Alan Raban, another one. And Josh Lang will be your lead back. So right away, trying to get other guys into the mix and not have to weigh so heavily on Josh Lang.
Micah Kramer surveying the prairie. Second down and 6, 3-man backfield. Hand off to Josh Lang through the left gap and gets close to midfield. It'll be a 5-yard gain. Still short of the first down marker. Sets to be third down, but very manageable. And brought down by Jared Tubbs, the defensive end senior for Sandusky. Third down, 1 yard to go from midfield. 3.5 to play in the first quarter. 8-0 Sandusky.
A little bit of running room there for Josh Lang as he gets around the left end, but Sandusky showing some of that speed, and he got over there and makes the tackle short of the first down marker. Going to bring up a third down and short now for the Patriots.
Third down, 1, Kramer under center. It's a quarterback handoff right at the middle, gets out across midfield, gets the first down and drags his defenders all the way to the 44-yard line. And at the bottom of that pile, that would be number 24, Hunter Bone, I do believe, carrying the ball. First down and 10 from the 44-yard line of Sandusky. Moving the ball, USA methodically down the field.
Yeah, right through the middle, fullback dive. Micah Kramer putting the ball in his arm, surveying the field just a little bit, and then letting the ball go to the fullback and get that first down. So a fresh set of downs now for the Patriots as they're in Dusky territory.
It's a handoff up the middle as they're fighting in the trenches, maybe for about 2 yards out to the 42-yard line. The play started at the 44-yard line. There is a white jersey somewhere in the bottom of the pile. That'd be Josh Lang, brought down by Jim Brown, the defensive tackle for the Redskins. 2-yard gain, Lang. Second down, 8 yards to go.
Now, that's not a bad football name to have, is it, Clark?
No, Jim Brown. I believe he played it for the Cleveland Browns or somewhere around there.
He played a lot of good years in the NFL, that's for sure. But, again, Josh Lang right up the middle, nowhere to go. Sandusky defense answers the call there, brings up second down and long, probably 9 to go.
Kramer working from the left hash for the Patriots, all white uniforms. It's a handoff to Lang on his third option. He dives forward. He's brought down to the 41, but thanks to a second effort, he gets out to the 40-yard line. A gain of 2, third down and 6 now for the USA Patriots at the Sandusky 40-yard line. 2 minutes remain in the first quarter. Of tackle was made by Jared Tubbs.
No running room again for Josh Lang. He's typically their running back on the right side, trying to go around the left end, and nowhere to go. Sandusky able to answer the call, but this is definitely 4-down territory for USA. 3rd and 6 to go. Don't need it all here, but definitely want to try to get 4 or 5 of it here.
It's a handoff up the middle and pushing forward out to about the 37-yard line. That would be number 30, Alan Raban, running back for USA. A gain of, we'll say, 2 yards, 2 hard-fought yards, as he brought down by Ben Krieger, the linebacker for Sandusky. Sets to be 4th down, 4 yards to go from the 38-yard line of Sandusky.
You can see it already, Clark. It's only a matter of time before Micah Kramer keeps one of these himself. I know it's a play you want to save till later in the game, but he's been faking it already, running around the edges. There is going to be some running room there. That play is going to be successful here, but Sandusky was able to answer the call here.